Good morning, you're very welcome to our Sunday prayer on today, the 28th of April 2024, the fifth Sunday of Easter. I'm Stephen Fletcher and I've been with you for each of these Sundays in April. In our Gospel reading this morning, John offers us an image of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. I am the vine and you are the branches, Jesus says. Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. Welcome to this morning's Sunday prayer.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he cuts away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, to make it bear even more. You are pruned already, by means of the word that I have spoken to you. Make your home in me, as I make mine in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. These branches are collected and thrown on the fire, and they are burnt. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will, and you will get it. It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, I'm no expert, but apparently in a vineyard, the best grapes are produced closest to the central vine. Which is understandable, as that is where the nutrients are most concentrated. That is why the lateral branches are not allowed to ramble all over the vineyard. They're pruned and kept short. Jesus drew this description of the life of discipleship from his example from nature. Jesus is the true vine, God is the grower, and we are the branches. Jesus had gathered his disciples around him to prepare them. He told them of the hardship and death he is about to face. As he met with his followers one last time, he aimed to console them. He knew the trials they would face in the days ahead. At the same time, Jesus invited his disciples to enter into a deeper relationship by urging them to abide in him. Rather than sounding a note of despair, Jesus spoke of hope and trust. Reassurance came from remaining close to Jesus, weathering whatever storms may come. As Jesus teaches and prays with his disciples, he invites them to stay close to him by placing their trust in him. He warns them that they cannot go it alone, trusting in their own strength. On their own, they would be cut off from their life source. They would bear no fruit. We are chosen to bear the fruit of heaven. Jesus is the one who has made that possible. Here is real hope for hanging in there on the vine of life. Amen. And so we come to our time of prayer. God of love, may we abide in your presence and so abide in your love. As we freely receive your love, let us freely share with others all that you have given to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, we pray for your church, that it may be a caring, loving, and accepting church. We pray for the outreach of your church, that it may seek out the needy, the outcasts, and the rejected, that love may be revealed in action. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We come with sorrow for all who have been denied freedom or peace. We pray for places where communities have been destroyed, where families have been divided or separated, for children who have lost contact with their parents. We remember all who seek to heal that which divides. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for the areas where people can exercise their talents, where people are free to think and to act without hindrance. We pray for all who are enriching our world with their gifts. We pray for our families and our friends. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We think of all whose lives have been marred by their past, for lives destroyed by bad memories, hatred, guilt, or resentment, for all who are weary of life, who are tired of serving others. In the power of the risen Lord, we ask for renewal, refreshment, and restoration. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of life and love, we praise you for all who have led forward your kingdom, for all who have shared their love and goodness. We pray for all our loved ones departed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've enjoyed our time together during these Sundays in April. Father Jerry Kenny will be with you at 7:45 next Sunday morning. Remember, you can listen back to past editions of Sunday Prayer by going to the Clare FM website and clicking on the catch-up tab, where you can also listen again to previous Beyond Belief programs. Join us again this evening at 9 o'clock for Beyond Belief. So, this is Stephen Fletcher wishing you a peaceful and a joyful week ahead. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Slán agus beannacht.